Well, contrary to parental concern, or perhaps a slight measure of forgiveness, Ricky did go fishing again. Of course, he didn't have his dad's deep-sea fishing pole, nor that Zebco reel anymore, but he did have an old cane pole out in the garage. You really can't do much damage casting one of them. So off Ricky went to the city reservoir. He went night fishing, because it was his belief you could only catch the big catfish under the veil of darkness. Ricky loved catfish deep fried, and especially after them being covered in cornmeal laden with any manner of Cajun spices. It was his intent to catch a cooler full of them and have the largest fish fry ever. Much to Ricky's delight, by about 4 in the morning he had accomplished his mission. The cooler was full of water, and who knows how many catfish were swimming around inside it. He liked to keep them alive right up to the time of skinning to ensure optimum freshness. I got to tell you, dragging a cooler full of water and fish home was not the easiest thing Ricky ever did. And by the time he got to destination, he was exhausted. Being too tired to skin his catch, he decided to fill up the family bathtub with cool water, and upon doing so, emptied the contents of his catch into the tub. Ricky's intent was to get an hour or so sleep and then clean the fish. Well, things, it seems, didn't always work out as planned, and Ricky slept longer than anticipated. Apparently, his mom, half asleep, wandered into the bathroom, and midway through her use of the room, took note of water splashing around in the tub. As a result of her curiosity, she glanced over the rim of the tub and was horrified by the sight of the sharks with tentacles she assumed were swimming around in there. There, of course, immediately followed a blood-curdling scream and the filling of the house with every neighbor within a 2-block radius to investigate the turmoil.